Chapter 10. "Can I look at the book again?" Victor was excited when he met with John and Elsa after school. "This is such a great book."
"No problem," said Elsa.
"Souls, we go to your home this time, John." Once they had settled in John's room, they began to browse the book about Grilla and her family. They had now completely ceased to be scared of this Grilla, for they had agreed to be nice. Of course, they wouldn't see the Christmas cat because Elsa had given the boy socks and her mom gave her socks. On page 17 in the book was a picture of a Santa holding a strange wooden bowl.
"Hmm,"
said Victor hesitantly, watching the Santa holding something between his hands.
"Isn't this bowl liquor?"
"Exactly," said Elsa. "He always hid and waited for people to put down their ashes, and then he took them."
"Why did he do that?" Victor asked.
"The people ate their food out of such boxes in the old days, and he must have been hungry," said Elsa, and continued flipping the book. "Door slammer," shouted both Victor and John at the same time when they saw the next picture. "He used to slam doors at night so that people got startled." Elsa looked at them with admiration.
"You know quite a lot about the Yule lads."
They flipped to page 19, where a Santa was sitting with a bucket and his mouth full of skyr.
"Skyr gobbler," they all shouted in chorus.
"He looks hungry. He must have been strong, because skyr is so healthy, and he ate so much of it," said Victor, wrinkling his muscles.
"I eat a lot of skyr, and I'm very strong."
"One can also get strong from other food sources," said Elsa.
"Mmm. Can you feel the smell, guys? My mom is cooking meat soup. It's my favorite food," said John.
Elsa and Victor said goodbye to their friend and headed home.